A week-long commemoration on the Edgewood campus featured a keynote presentation titled, Out of the Ashes, Hope, A Holocaust Odyssey. Associate Professor Barbara Miller introduced the speaker to a group of roughly 20 people.
I am honored to present Moses Altzak.
Altzak's Jewish heritage goes all the way back to medieval Spain, where his ancestors were persecuted and eventually driven out of the country. His paternal grandfather met a worse fate after the Germans occupied Greece in 1941, sending him and thousands of other Jews to the infamous Auschwitz facility.
You see, for me, the Holocaust is not stuff you read in history books. It's personal. It's something I grew up with and something that I live with every day. 92% of Greek Jews died in German concentration camps. I don't forget and I don't forgive.
Altzak, an associate professor at Edgewood College, spoke before a large black and white photo of displaced Jews waiting to be packed into boxcars, Stars of David crudely sewn to their clothes. Altzak spoke of how hatred and bigotry have prospered well past the era of Hitler and the Third Reich.
In these United States, we saw James Byrd dragged to pieces behind a pickup truck because he was black, and Matthew Shepard tied to a fence, beaten, and left to die because he was gay. Lucky thing we solved all our other problems, and we can now focus on amending the Constitution to ban gay marriage.
Altzak talked about how indifference was as much a part of the extermination of Jews as the violence inflicted upon them by Nazis. He cited American newspaper articles during World War II mentioning mass murders of Jewish civilians and Allied reconnaissance photos of many major concentration camps. He said today, people of all cultures and races can't afford to be indifferent and must stand up for one another.
United, forceful, with one voice, with great conviction, this is where our hope lies, this is where our future lies. Say the words, mean the words, live the words, do not tolerate intolerance.
A local rabbi, Johanna Hershenson, says she was deeply touched by Altzak's message. She says one of her own teachers survived the death camp of Bergen-Belsen. Hershenson says while he feared for his life, he found the idea of people forgetting the Holocaust more troubling.
And I take that very seriously. My children will not, with adult minds, know a survivor. They've met survivors as children, but as adults, they won't have the ability to hear a story the way I heard stories. And how do I bring that memory alive for them so that we can look at our world as a place that's been changed by their deaths? God willing, it has been.
A student at Edgewood College says the week has been an important one because she herself is Jewish and an activist. Sophomore Miriam Malamed says the small turnout for the Holocaust Odyssey isn't necessarily because of student apathy, though she says there's plenty of it in the general community.
Yes, a lot of people died. A lot of people died all over the place, whether it just be random sporadic hate crimes or whether it be war. And I think people are sick of it, and they're sick of hearing about it. And that's what's sort of sad. And people need to stop being apathetic about it and stop caring and actually doing something about it. And that's why I'm so impressed with tonight's presentation.
The names of some of the major concentration camps will be read while the ceremony takes place.
The final event was a candle lighting ceremony. 6 white candles on a table were lit by several participants to represent the 6 million Jews who died in the Holocaust, while another one was lit for the homosexuals, gypsies, and political dissidents who were also subjected to Hitler's final solution. Some people hugged each other, others exited quietly through the doors, and others sat in their chairs, watching the 7 small flames flicker in the auditorium.
Kaiserwald.
Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Treblinka. Stutthof, Ravensbrück, Westerbork, Buchenwald, Gross Rosen, Daku, Natzwiller, Neuengamme, Theresienstadt, Goldachevo, Belchek, Chelmno, Sachsenhausen, Flossenbürg, Dora Mittelbau, Say red. Auschwitz-Birkenau. Remember these names and remember the people who perished there. And never forget.